Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a man who's old enough to understand that napping stations aren't just for millennials. Steve Zabin.
Hey,
Steve.
Hey, Bob and Brian, the top of the morning to you. Welcome to what I like to call low tide of the sports calendar.
Well, let's look at the sports calendar, Steve. Football?
Hold on. Shh. Yeah. Soak it in. Low tide. Here we are at the All-Star break. Tonight, the Home Run Derby. Tomorrow night, the game. Wednesday is the day without sports. The lowest of the low tide on Wednesday as we get ready to ramp up the second half of the season. Thursday starts the British Open, which will be a nice little thing for us golfers to throw in the mix. But otherwise, this is low tide right now. And I kind of dig it. I kind of like this part of the sports calendar. It gives you a chance to go, you feeling that?
Yes, fire crackling. Yeah, like you got a bonfire going, like you're just burning.
Make some s'mores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a time to reconnect.
Maybe a loon.
It's a good. That's. Hold on. We have a loon call right here. Stand by. We just have to get it out of the drawer. It's a good time to reconnect with the family, Steve.
Really? Hold on a second. Damn commercials on YouTube. I'm about to layer this in right now. Oh, you got the loon going.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got that Minocqua for Brian like 10 years ago. I can get you one.
There we go. Of course, I can't mix the individual levels on different tabs of my browser, but yeah, there you go.
Well, you just have to be like the Grand Old Opry where they figure out how far away from the mic to be.
Right, mic technique.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's how those
working
old,
the mic, baby.
That's how those old-timey country bands did it at the Opry. You knew how far off the mic to be a background singer.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, cool. When you were, because you're all singing into one can.
Yeah.
So
the headline is a good one. Minor league team schedules millennial night, triggers millennials. I assume that's what you're talking about, Brian.
I saw it on the headlines in the Zabe.com Daily Deal thing.
What do you mean triggers right. Millennials? What are we
trying to offend? They get triggered. They get a little bit hot and bothered when things, you know, aren't just to their liking.
See. Well, doesn't everybody get a little hot and bothered when things aren't exactly the way they want them? A little
some
bit?
More than others. Okay. Some more hot, some more bothered. It all depends on, you know, how you roll.
Okay.
But no, basically, millennial night at this ballpark. And now, of course, I went to do a quick link and loading.
The Montgomery loading. Biscuits are the team.
Yes, the Montgomery Biscuits. How do you feel about the Biscuits?
I think Brian? It's a stupid name, but it's the fitting of minor league. I haven't found it.
I'm going to pull it up over here on my computer. I'd like to see what the Montgomery Biscuits look like. Yeah, I bet it's
like a biscuit shaped
an angry
head.
Biscuit?
Very aggressive. Very intimidating biscuit.
Didn't the Blues Brothers once do a song called Rubber Biscuit?
Yeah. I like some of the Blues Brothers
stuff. Was
not
your favorite song.
That song was just annoying. That was like a Dan Aykroyd, we're on weed idea. And it was like, who thinks this is amusing? This is just.
Oh, it's not mean looking at all.
No?
No.
You pull it. Well, that's not.
It's kind of a happy.
It looks like a happy clam.
Google-eyed biscuit. Right. This could be.
I'm on the biscuit. I'm the light buttery. Come on, let's play some baseball.
Right. No.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I want some mean-looking, snarly,
psychotic-looking biscuit.
Yes, like the Lansing lug nut.
Not everything that lug nut angry. Not every mascot's angry. This biscuit's happy. I'm just glad I have some butter on me right now. Come eat me up. Like
or
that for the
how about
sound
if,
effect?
How about
how
if,
the biscuit talks?
How about if like
my tongue's a big pad of butter? Ooh, yeah, good biscuit.
Remember what in Toy Story 2 when the miner, who was he, Stinky Pete? One of his lines when you pulled his cord was, I just burned my biscuits because he sat on something hot. What if it was just a talking ass? That kind of biscuits.
You know, Man from U.N.C.L.E., I like this mascot. I like this logo because it's a biscuit where the butter, the pat of butter inside of it is his tongue. Yeah.
That
very very creative.
That would make me demand that when he talked, he kind of slobbered
butter out,
like a kind of a Sylvester voice.
Right, he's got Cookie Monster eyes.
He does. I'm surprised that Sesame Street did not sue to go, hey, make your own eyes.
Yeah,
you lifted those literally right off of Cookie Monster.
Right off of Cookie Monster.
No, Yeah, just
did.
Google eyes.
Yeah,
oh, really? Yeah, look, here. Here's Cookie Monster. Here's your biscuit eyes. Yeah, sure. You came up with those eyes yourself. Try again, biscuits.
What about the hands? Could anybody see them?
Hands are useless. They're just white gloves. They're like cartoon white glove.
Hamburger handed. Helper's a white glove.
Well, yeah.
Talking white glove.
Yeah,
glove. Those hands are stupid because he's got no arms. So they're just like flippers on the side of his biscuit.
Why did hands come out of the corners of his mouth?
The whole part that he has a mouth that can speak with a butter tongue, that's okay with you, but the hands are stupid.
Yeah. I have my own logic for all of this.
Okay, I have another question.
Well, you know what?
How does he blink? It's just eyeballs.
I got a question. How does he tie his shoes? There's no possible way he could see his shoes.
Counts on the kindness of others. Yes,
he has a semi-viscous osmotic fluid that constantly keeps his eyeballs lubricated. Even though they've got no natural protection, no eyelids, no eyelashes. It's just a constant little, it's a duct that comes up from his innards that just keeps him nice and moist.
Okay, so.
Moist eyeballs.
I'm at the Montgomery Biscuits baseball game. Who are they affiliated with, by the way?
Oh, good question.
The Biscuits.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Double-A affiliate.
Okay, double-A. So I'm down playing with the Biscuits.
Down with the Biscuits.
So are there biscuits at the concession stand every night? Can I get hot biscuits?
Oh, there should be. There better
Google
be.
Google search it while I talk about this. Look that one up.
All right.
It very well could be. If not, there should be.
There
ought to.
If there's
and
not.
They ought to have, and they ought to have Bojangles or Hardee's, you know, one of these fast food joints that has biscuits on the regular. As your sponsor of said biscuits. Shouldn't try to make them yourself. By the way, where do you stand on
Montgomery biscuits?
Where do you stand on biscuits, Bob?
Oh, I like biscuits. A warm biscuit, they're spectacular.
Yeah, no. Better than an English muffin?
Ooh, good question.
Better than toast?
Well, they serve two different
purposes.
Better
than a bagel?
Better than toast. Anything is better. Toast is on the bottom. You know
that.
Ruined
bread, I know.
All right, so English muffin, I enjoy those, but I enjoy they have a different taste to them. They serve a different purpose.
I don't like biscuits because they explode in your hands like an IED of food, where it's like all over the place. You can't reasonably eat a biscuit in your car while driving without prospects of crumbs getting everywhere.
It's a little crummy.
Oh, God, yes.
But at a
now
table,
you're right. It's good. Biscuits are good for sopping.
Yeah.
They're good sopping things to sop up au jus and gravy.
And what kind of biscuits are we talking about? Are we talking about Pillsbury biscuits? Or are we talking about homemade my mom or my grandma or my sister?
What about those layers of flaky kind?
Yeah. Yeah, there's
a scone.
I like a biscuit.
How about biscuits versus croissant?
What if the biscuit is
the breakfast breads?
If the main thing on the plate is the biscuit with the sausage gravy on it.
Oh, I just had that yesterday.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law made it for us in Michigan. And she used she said it was just Jimmy Dean's sausage, but it was really spicy. Very good. Very good.
A lot of sage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like biscuits and gravy?
It's summertime, everybody. We're at the All-Star break. We're talking biscuits. We haven't even gotten to the point of the story with the millennials
getting triggered
over this promotion.
We'll get there. We're here till 10. Come on.
Good point. Good point. Okay, just sit back and relax.
Just take it. It's a slow day. You said it's kind of nice, actually.
I do. I like it. I like low tide on the sports calendar. Here we are. And we could talk about the Home Run Derby tonight. We're going to talk about the Home Run Derby in just
a lot of sports shows are reviewing the World Cup finale, but not us.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking biscuits.
France 4, Croatia 2. That's a final. France, your World Cup champions. One of the favorites to win it all. They did win it all. There is a good photo of Macron, their president, standing on sort of a ledge in this very athletic-looking, fist-pumping pose. Not sure if you've seen it, Brian?
I haven't seen the Macron picture, but I did tweet about the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, Macron may be
a perfectly safe tweet, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, well, good. It's getting harder and harder these days to actually, you know, do
not
that.
Offend, right.
Right, more and more. But Macron, even though he is some may think of him as a bit of a weenie. He cuts an impressive fit figure as just a very skinny, athletic fella. All right, here's your link right here. Brian, you're going to have to make sure you are on Skype-a-rama.
I am.
All right. You already there? You been there?
Yeah.
I guess I'm the one that needs to yell at myself for not being on Skype ahead of time. You had all morning to get ready for this. I know I did, and I'm sorry about that. Enjoy the ride, everybody.
Is this the one where he's kind of looking out over the crowd? Kind of like standing on something there?
He's standing on the press table or the VIP table.
Yeah, I got it.
He's got his right arm behind him, his left arm in front, almost like an archer about to fire an arrow. And he is getting all pumped up.
That's a pretty good
looking
picture,
right
actually,
there?
Yeah. Kind of like Wild Bill Hagee on top of the Orioles dugout.
Oh, it is. Yeah, a little bit.
Steve, France,
France.
That's a good one right there, isn't it?
Sure.
That's pretty all in, standing right there.
And you know what? All his guests, they don't have any food, any drinks, nothing.
That's a workstation.
Like in America, we'd have... In America, yeah, but no, it's not work, though. See, because, look, nobody's got pens or papers or notebooks.
Yeah,
it's
they've got
very
their
tidy
tablets or iPads. Up.
Yeah, he'd be kicking over nachos and stepping on hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, in America, his guests would have, you know, 4 Jim Beam Blacks and nachos and some guac dip. Bleah.
Can I read your Brian's
But we are French. We'll keep it nice and neat, and I will cheer on Les Bleus.
Can I read you Brian's perfectly safe tweet from 59 minutes ago? Oh, wait, 1 hour ago.
I'd love to hear it.
Here's what he said. Perfectly safe tweet. Some people sure love soccer, and plenty was on TV. Exclamation point. Perfectly.
Exclamation point.
Perfectly safe tweet. What are you doing putting an exclamation
wait
point
minute.
On there? What
huh?
are you doing?
What? It's true.
You try to stir some things
right.
up, man?
No, if it's really true, you put an exclamation point on it. Really true, you put
read that
two.
Read that again.
Some people sure love soccer, and plenty was on TV. It's all good up until the exclamation point. Now I'm a little
Hey, what is that?
Right. Now I'm a little upset.
Boy.
What are you saying? Too much soccer for you, huh, Brian?
No, I'm not saying that.
Maybe if you could play, you'd understand.
Well, you got to be ripping soccer with
You're
your
not
exclamation
athletic
points.
Enough to play.
Right.
Not ripping.
That is a perfectly safe.
But it's perfectly safe nice. Tweet, but guess what? The syntax on it's very bad. Something's wrong with the syntax.
What?
Read it again. Read it again.
Some people sure love soccer, and plenty was on TV. Now, there's no comma there. I'm just pausing because it feels like the natural pause point when you have a conjunction there. And
plenty of it. You need to say what plenty there was. Or there was plenty of it.
I didn't I didn't read hashtag perfectly safe comments.
Well, you know, those tweets, they often, you know, mash up grammar and syntax is usually...
Because you have a limited space.
Kind of bad in tweets.
Yeah.
I know.
So you're really kind of... You get at me.
If I send a tweet out that has one misspelled letter, it drives me crazy. Like, oh, God.
Oh, like
I'll even go back and delete tweets and then reissue tweets just for one letter that's wrong. Stickler like that. So France wins 4-2 over Croatia. There was a video assistant review in the game that apparently sucked. I didn't see it. I was playing golf yesterday morning. So congratulations, France, and the photos of the celebrations on the Champs-Élysées were something else to behold. I mean, like craziness. And, of course, some intermittent rioting as well. Because, you know, you can't win a major championship in a sport and not have some degree of rioting. There's your picture of the Champs-Élysées and the Arc de Triomphe as France is your winner. Back to Millennial Night.
The biscuits. Our biscuits available at the concession stand in Montgomery if I go to a biscuits game, Brian. Did you find it on the menu?
I had it, and then I had to look up the Macron picture. Man, God dang.
Sorry, I was going to get it for you.
Boy, for a non-sports day, Brian's breaking a sweat over there, Steve.
Over here like a, yeah.
So the Montgomery Biscuits, whose Twitter feed is at Biscuit Baseball, which sounds kind of cool, they tweeted out, "Want free things without doing much work? Well, you're in luck. Riverwalk Stadium and the Millennial Friendly will be Millennial Friendly on Saturday, July 21st, with a participation ribbon given away for just showing up. Napping and selfie stations, along with lots of avocados."
And that was written up by millennials who work in the office.
I don't know if it was, because it didn't get sort of what they were hoping for. Millennials filed back on Twitter, "Coming in early August, Boomer Night, where proof of a high school diploma wins you a high-paying job, and arts and crafts tables will be available for you to burn down a diorama of the U.S. economy while complaining about entitlement."
Oh!
Burn! Zing!
Did they hashtag that so it would start trending? Sick tweet!
They do have biscuits.
But they would have to.
They're at portable carts around the stadium.
Oh.
It would be insane not to sell biscuits.
Thank you.
At the Montgomery Biscuits.
Fresh baked
biscuits with toppings, chicken biscuits, biscuits and gravy, and strawberry shortcake biscuits. They all have all
They're
that.
They're maximizing the biscuit then.
At
good.
The portable carts.
All right.
This one, y'all should do a Boomer Night where the price of admission and all concessions are deferred to the patrons of the next three games. Oh, there you go. Little Social Security jibe.
Oh, it's on in Montgomery.
And then here's another one from David King. Right. He puts in six eyes in right. See, that's what millennials do when they want to show their contempt. Right. Because
I think
the
other
best
people
way to drum up.
I think just millennials do that. I think boomers who do that too. It's not good.
Right, because the best way to drum up business is to ostracize an entire demographic. Say it louder for the people in the back. Brands should stop trying to be funny. No. Try to be funny. Give it a shot.
If you don't try to be funny and fail, you won't learn what's funny or not. I think Steve fainted. Are you there?
Nope. I had to turn around and I had to use a tiny pen to hang up my connection because the delay had gotten up to 300 milliseconds.
Oh.
And then I had to click one button, manage remotes, click disconnect, click reconnect, and then go and click on the peer stats window so I can then see.
How did you learn all that?
I had to, because it's the only system we have now. So you're going to have, from time to time, this is just going to keep happening, that we're going to get in delay, and then I'm going to have to stop and hang up on you. So the normal sort of give and take.
Can you not do it
before.
During biscuit talk, please?
I don't manage when the peer stats delays get over 300 milliseconds, okay?
All right, so are we going or are we not going to Montgomery for biscuit night or for millennial night? I'd like to try the biscuits.
It's kind of far, actually.
How hot is Montgomery, Alabama, in July? As hot as it ever is going to be? Probably. Pretty hot.
Yeah. I would, yeah.
All right. Here's a tweet from J. Luke Kisla. "Well, no longer a fan of the biscuits. Hope it was worth the played out inaccurate joke." Oh, you just lost a fan.
That did it.
No longer a fan of the biscuits. I can see him forlornly dumping his biscuits hat and his biscuits jersey and his biscuits souvenir bat into the trash can and saying, "Well,
that's it. I'm done.
I was a huge baseball fan till you sent a tweet about a promotional."
You know, I got this biscuit shirt.
Of my generation.
They shot out of the biscuit T-shirt gun. It used to go to every game. Got like two a year.
Exactly.
Not no more.
Yeah.